Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And today we're going to be looking at the end of Ruth chapter 2. Thanks so much for taking some time to be with me today. And I hope that this is an encouragement to you as you seek to deepen your devotion with Jesus today. And so let me just go ahead and read from Ruth chapter 2, verses 17 through 23. So she, that's Ruth, gleaned in the field until evening, and then she beat out what she had gleaned. And it was about an ephah of barley, and she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned. She had also brought out and gave her food that she, had been left over after being satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today? And where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I'd worked today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." And Ruth the Moabite said, "Besides, he said to me, 'You shall keep close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted." So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvest, and she lived with her mother-in-law. Now, you see, at the end of chapter 1, remember how Naomi described herself. She said, "You don't call me Naomi anymore, call me Mara." She described herself as bitter. She couldn't really see God's goodness anymore. Loss had kind of narrowed her vision, and just pain was beginning to drown out a potential of hope in her life. And so she headed back to Bethlehem, hoping and maybe believing that there could be a better future for her there. And so now as we enter into chapter 2, we see Ruth now has come home carrying arms full of grain, evidence of this unexpected provision. And Naomi's tone changes. Her lips that once spoke about bitterness now speak a blessing, not because her sorrow is gone, but because she can finally see God at work again. And that's often how God works, isn't it? Quietly, personally, through people. And so some of the things that I talked about on Sunday was this idea that that one of the ways that we see God's care for his people is through the hands of his people. And what do we see? How do we notice that? Well, first, we see a protector. Naomi learns that Ruth has been gleaning in the field of Boaz, and immediately she recognizes God's hand. You may remember it may be talked about this idea of gleaning. It was just a part of God's law in the Old Testament that landowners and people with crops and harvest, they were commanded to leave the edges of their fields and really whatever was dropped behind so the poor, foreigners, and widows could gather food with dignity. It was kind of God's way of building care for the vulnerable into everyday life. But Boaz, right, he didn't just allow Ruth to gather food. He protected her. He told her to stay in the fields. He warned his men not to touch her. And you see, in a dangerous world for a foreign widow, Boaz became a shield. And that matters because when you're vulnerable, when protection isn't a luxury, right, it's survival. And Ruth couldn't protect herself. Naomi couldn't protect her. And so God sent someone who could. And God often answers our fears, not by removing danger, but maybe and often by placing someone between us and it. We also saw this picture of a provider. You see, protection alone isn't just enough. Ruth and Naomi needed provision. And so Boaz makes sure Ruth has more than enough. Water when she's thirsty, a seat at the table when she's hungry, and extra grain dropped on purpose so she doesn't go home empty-handed. Ruth leaves with abundance, not scraps. And Naomi sees it clearly. God has not abandoned us. That Psalm 34 says that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And sometimes God fulfills that promise through the kindness of others, his people. Provision doesn't always come as a miracle from heaven. It often comes through the faithful hands of his people here on earth. And then the last thing I talked about Sunday is the way that we see God's care and kindness is we begin to see this picture. You see that Boaz isn't just the example that we look to, but he's a picture that we look through. He isn't the end of the story. He's a kinsman redeemer, right? The one who protects and provides, and he's going to cover what others cannot. And in that way, he points us to Jesus. He's who we're looking through. We look through Boaz to see Jesus. That like Boaz, Jesus notices the outsider. Like Boaz, Jesus welcomes the vulnerable. Like Boaz, Jesus provides what we lack. And where Boaz redeems Ruth for a season, Jesus redeems us forever. You see, God sent Boaz so Ruth would be okay. And God sent Jesus so we would be saved. So maybe one of the things that we can begin to think about is, as God used and sent Boaz to help provide and protect and to really be a picture to Ruth and Naomi and to us about the heart and character of God, who is God sending you to? Maybe a question to ask today is God, how can you use me to show your loving kindness and care today? God, who are you sending me to? How can you use me, God, to show your loving kindness and care today? Let's pray. God, thank you for the ways you provided for us. God, it's often through people we didn't expect. God, help us to remember the moments of your faithfulness, even in seasons of sorrow, God, and even seasons of pain. Lord, if we've grown bitter, discouraged, help open our eyes to see your hand again. Teach us, God, to praise you, not because pain may be gone, but because you are always and still good. Help us to stay humble, God, and open to instruction. Like Ruth, listening to your voice through others. And God, make us people who reflect your kindness. God, helping protect the vulnerable, helping provide generously and loving faithfully. Thank you for Jesus, our true and redeemer. Lord, we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?